welcome everybody. Mordechai here. Sorry, it's a 10-minute delay. I'm just waiting for my daughter, Dina, to come off a bus in Linden. So as soon as she calls in, I probably may have to drop off the line. All right, so on the Parsha of Shemini, there's a lot to be said, specifically about the death concerning Nadab and Avihu. We know that Vayhi Bayom HaShemini, that the eighth day of the Miluim was the highest form of celebration and excitement, because that's when all of the Karbanos began to be initiated, and so Klal Yisrael was at a high. However, that euphoria was broken when Nadab and Avihu entered the Kachi Kachem and did not emerge. We all know that Aaron, Vayidom Aaron, Aaron became silent. But let's focus specifically on some of the explanations or reasons, rationale, why they did not make it out alive. So we look at Rashi tells us the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua, where one says Shu Yayin Nichnasu, they walked in intoxicated, and we all know they're not allowed to. And the other one is Shuhu Alach Mitnei Rabban, that they adjudicate law in the presence of their master. If we go with the first explanation, we say, wait a minute, there's two problems with that. Number one, the topic of Yayin B'Sheichar Al Teish Tatov V'Nachi Yitach B'Vachem Alo Amoei B'Lo Samusu, right? That pasuk came after the Petira of Nadav and Avihu. So you might be able to answer and say, well, if you look at the Ramban says, Ein Muktam Umeluch HaBaTorah, which means that there's no real order to the way the Torah is disseminated or delivered to us. So even though it's in a pasuk that came after the event of the Eish Zara, it's not a problem because it's all one, meaning it doesn't matter when we learn about the fact that you're not allowed to walk into the Kachi Kachem intoxicated or inebriated. You have to walk in lucid and clear and sober. So that's not an issue. But the second issue that we have is that that's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk clearly says the reason why they died was because they brought an Eish Zara. They brought a foreign fire. And so that's the reason. So why does Rashi give us explanations, the first being Shtu Yayin Nichnasu, when that has nothing to relate to the actual pasuk, which says, Vayakrivu Eish Zara Asher Lo Tziva Osam. So then this would debunk both explanations provided by Rashi. Adjudicating law in the presence of the master has nothing to do with offering a foreign fire, and neither does drinking alcohol beforehand. So other explanations are that they said, Masai Yamusu, when will these two leaders die so that we can go ahead and lead? That doesn't sound too favorable. A fourth explanation is that they did not get married. They didn't have Nisuin. A fifth explanation, you know, goes along. Well, let's just focus on these four, for example, and we'll try to come back to some others. None of these explanations that we find in the Kli Yakar resonate well with the literal translation of the pasuk. So we have to try to take a step back and understand. And I'll try to give a high-level summation as to where I'm going with all of this. We know that Nadav and Avihu were great people. So the very fact that we're suggesting that they walked in intoxicated or they walked in without having being married doesn't seem to make us feel comfortable with the greatness these two individuals in Jewish history really provided to all of us. They were the children of Aaron. They were the leaders of the next generation. And so if we think about our own lives today, how does this death relate to us? You know, when we go to sleep at night, we plug in our iPhones and we have an iOS download of 15.2 or 15.3. And, you know, maybe in 6 months we'll get another iOS download. And so the same thing is true, they felt or believed, with the Mesoros HaTorah. You go to sleep at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu downloads into your mind a tremendous source of knowledge, right? And we, you know, use these phones as a mechanism for knowledge, right? It's not about how much you know. It's how quick you can find the information that you need to know. And that's what some teachers are now focused on.
Okay, one second.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, all right. I hope everybody's still with us. Okay, welcome, Adina. We do our shiurim in real time, as you can see. We don't, everything that we do is amazing. So, Baruch Hashem for that. I just want to conclude this thought because it's really integral to tonight's shiur about Nadav and Avihu. Nadav and Avihu believes that all of Klal Yisrael was on a very high level, and that means that the greatness of our stature was really emblematic of each other's, because we all mirrored one another in the sense that we all were very much accomplished in our Torah learning. And therefore, it was not necessary to have a leader. We know that the word Nisuin, for example, means marriage. But there's another level of Nisuin, and that is a Nasi. A Nasi is a prince. And a prince is also, the same letters can be used or explained or expanded to say Nosei. So Nosei Ba'ol Chavera, someone who carries the burden of his neighbor, of his friend. What does that mean? That means that people come to this Nasi, and they have a list of issues that they are facing, and everyone has their own pekala, their own portion of issues. And the Nasi takes on some of that burden, and he tries to alleviate the burden through a little bit of strengthening of thought and a little bit of chizuk and positive reinforcement. And every time, for example, a person comes to a nasi, and we can say that modern-day nasi was for us Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Chaim took upon himself nasi ba'ol chavero. When he saw somebody who was sad and he was able to see right through them, he knew what the neshama was feeling, and he was able to immediately resonate with people that he never met before. On a personal level, when I was learning in yeshiva back in 1993, I was learning Baba Kama, and we came across a very challenging Gemara. And that Gemara, you know, we looked at Rashi, and we looked at Mefarshim, we saw the Rashash, and the Rashash basically copied the language of Rashi, and we weren't able to understand this particular Gemara. So my Chavrusa, Avi Blumberg, and myself, we were going to Bnei Brak that Shabbos, and my Rebbe, Reb Lofiansky, should be well, asked us if we can go a day before, and then we would have time to visit with Rav Chaim and ask him the Shaila that we were all confounded with. It was a big schuss to lead that effort with my Chavrusa, and we traveled to Bnei Brak a day early on Thursday morning. We spent several hours waiting in the ante room right outside until we were able to be ushered in to see Reb Chaim. And I wore a suit, but because I was, I had a green suit at the time, which made me, I thought it was a nice color, but it definitely stood out like a sore thumb. And Reb Chaim asked two questions to us. First, he wanted to know, does my mother light candles? And I said, yes. And are we Shomer Shabbos? And of course, we said, yes. And then he said, okay, so ask any question you have. We showed him the Gemara, and before we were even able to ask the question, he smiled at us, and he knew exactly what we were going to say. We said, we don't understand the Gemara. And he asked us whether, first, we should, you know, he should speak to us in Yiddish, which he mentioned that he prefers Yiddish, but he spoke in Hebrew because we said that that was easier for us. And he turned and gave us four words, which has resonated with me my entire life. The answer Reb Chaim told us was, Kol hakushiyot chichem tshuvot. Do all questions really need answers? Hazkit galant. You learned well. So that was a very big, powerful statement for us, because it was affirmation that we had exhausted all of our efforts and come to a conclusion which was a non-conclusion. We couldn't go further. And sometimes in life, that's okay too, where you don't necessarily need to have the answers to every single question that you have. Sometimes the exercise itself is the benefit, is the actual reward. And so we walked away feeling amazing, because we could have gotten an answer, but there wasn't one. And we were happy with the fact that there wasn't one, because that was easy enough for us to explain to our Rebbe and to the Shir. And Reb Chaim was happy with the question, because it probably was something that Reb Chaim himself may have at some point been challenged with. I learned a lot from that. Obviously, you can all understand, I hope. And if you don't, then you can please text me and we can talk some more about it. But I think that if we understand this a little bit better and relate it back to the Parsha and then relate it back to ourselves, we can draw the same conclusion. Nadav and Avihu were great people. So the fact that, you know, they took a little bit of alcohol, we know that that's prohibited, right? So shtu yayin nichnasu. The challenge was, obviously, not to use the alcohol as a means of communicating to Hashem, but rather to be in a circumstance or be in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not need anything other than just being there. And that's the messaging. Nadav and Avihu were people that were way ahead of their time. They did believe at the time that having celebrated the 8th day of the Miluim, having celebrated the fact that all of Klal Yisrael was at a euphoric state, that we were all together and so happy that we were able to usher in the Zman, the time of Karbanos, then that would be the ideal time for Mashiach to arrive. And maybe through that level of heightened simcha, they may have taken a little bit of mashka. They may have taken a little bit of a drink, which is understandable. But clearly that wasn't how they were walking in, right? This is more like the after effect of the euphoric state. They were preparing themselves for Mashiach. They were preparing themselves for what they believe would be a Yom Shekula Shabbos. We say, Shesh Hashem and Tavah V'Sisa Kol Melachtecha U'V'Yom Hashish Shabbos Hashem Elokecha. Right? So I was thinking, and as I was walking to Shul the Shabbos, that 6 days a week is equal to 25 hours of Shabbos. The week flies so quickly, and then you come to enjoy Shabbos, and it's literally one-to-one. Imagine if we were able to take Shabbos, which is those 25 hours equal to 6 days, and have a Yom Shekula Shabbos. I would have a drink on that, because that's something where you would take 7 days and have 7 days of Shabbos, which is nothing less than a euphoric state. So in defense of an intimation of none other than Avihu, we clearly recognize they were great men. However, they're way ahead of their time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that there are still many iOS downloads that need to be made, and there's still a lot of tikkun in the world that needs to be done, and there's still a lot of learning that needs to be had, and we're not yet there. And so in order for us to get there, we have to, Afa Pisha Isha Redes Min HaShamayim, Mitzvah Lahavi Min HaHejod, says the great Maggid of Mezhebish. And that means that even though it seemed as though we were there, there still is Afa Pisha Isha Redes Min HaShamayim, Mitzvah Lahavi Min HaHejod, everyone of us may consider ourselves to be, you know, hey, I'm not a great Talmud Chacham, but the Hedyot Shabanu, the most common person among us, is really a very great person. We have to see within ourselves the great potential that we have, and then provide that level of energy to others to share and to inspire and to frankly lead, to be not just a Nosei, but to be a Nasi. And in that realm, we will be celebrating the Nisuin, which is the Kabbalah Satorah, a marriage of Torah, both body and mind, in one sphere of influence, which is Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh, we're all responsible for each other's, you know, continuity and well-being. And Efes Kilo Yibcha Evyon does not always refer to money, it also refers to knowledge, that we have an obligation to learn, not just be able to find the learning, but also to be able to open up on our own, independently inspire and teach and give what we can of ourselves to others, within our community and, of course, within our families. Mordechai Plotzker, wishing you the very best. Thank you for the late startup opportunity and a bracha v'hatzlacha this week. And may we only be able to share in simchas with one another. Have a great night.